Some passengers of Bebeto bus who were abducted during an ambush on the busy Juba Nimule road were released Wednesday after spending hours in the bush. Oba Margaret is a South Sudanese who survived yesterday's road ambush. She describes how armed attackers ordered some passengers at gunpoint to cross the road and move to an unknown location.
Some remain on the roadside, others they took us to the bush. They are like, yes, we follow them, but not seeing them. Head down, you just follow. You walk slowly, they will shoot you. So after like 30 minutes to 40, they will tell you, okay, you rest. We rest a bit, wake up, we go. So we started moving until to their place. We waited there, they were like, but put your head down flat, nothing. So we just follow also their orders, and then we waited for the rest. I think with their commander, we don't know. So he came and briefed us that for us, we don't have any issue with you civilians. What we are fighting is the government. Honestly, they did not touch whether raping or what, but they came people.
Oba says she believes their release was an act of divine intervention.
They were like, we are going to release you, but they are going to tell us to run. If you don't run, they might change their mind to kill us. So they counted, wake up, face there, and run. So that's how we took off. We ran. So some of the teams, we are divided. So this is the team that we came together because we're like, we should stick together. The bush is too big. You cannot know. Even the grass is up to here. We are just walking. You don't see. The legs are all just being cut with the grass. Some of them, they don't have shoes until we got even lost.
Kabugudo Anthony is a political attaché at the Ugandan embassy in South Sudan. He says his country will work with the South Sudan government to stop attacks on roads connecting Uganda and South Sudan.
We need to come together as a region to fight some of these elements, to condense some of these elements. Because if we leave them to continue moving around the region, we are all getting affected now. It's no longer a problem of South Sudan, but it's a problem of the region. It's a problem of Africa. That we shall not leave it to only the government of South Sudan. We, as Uganda, we commit our continued support to the government of South Sudan to make sure that these problems are solved.
Major General Luruai Kong, spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, SSPDF, says the number of wounded from Tuesday's incident has risen to 9. Luruai blamed the rebels of National Salvation Front, or NAS, for the attack. But Suba Samuel, NAS spokesperson, called Lul, in his words, a perennial liar. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.